You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals, the lady that puts the art in art. It's Nicola Duke. You're Nick.
Art. Hello, Justin. Happy Monday.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I get up quite early, right? I get up at about 4:30 in the morning, you know? And I do exercise for like a 3/4 hour. And but it's always nice when you get up and you can see that it's going to be a nice, sunny, clear day, you know? It just lifts the mood a little bit. And I'm just thinking, in this country, we're quite hardy because we have horrible weather. Even it's July. And I think it'd be a lot easier to just move to a warmer climate. But I suppose then you just get used to it, you know? So it's nice to have the changes in the seasons a little bit.
Are you going to get up down at that time in the winter, Justin, when it's completely black and rainy outside?
Yeah, it's same time, isn't it? So same time, same amount of sleep I get, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yes.
Good grief.
Anyway, okay, so the three charts we're looking at today. The first one is OilX. If I remember, updated OEX is a ticker. What do you reckon about OilX?
So we're looking at a daily chart of OilX. It's been in a long-term downtrend. In fact, it has not been above the 200-day moving average since October of 2014, which is a long, long time. And now that we're down here, we've got a bit of a bull bear pivot line at around 0.3, and that's from the November 2015 low, and that's what we're stuck below. When we tried to rally in June, mid-June, that's where we stuck out and banged our heads, and then twice in July on the 25th, and then again on Friday, we tried to rally, and that's where we failed. So if we're going to reverse this downtrend in OilX, the first thing we need to do is get above that 0.3 pivot level. Mm-hmm. And that's also the 38.2 retracement. If we take the Fib from the January highs to the June lows, that's the 38.2. The 50% retrace of the year's decline is exactly where the 200-day moving average is at 0.35. So that's the second level that we have to recover. That's also a bit of a pivot level from 2016 as well. It's the 2016 low. So if we get above the 2016 low, the 200-day moving average, and the 50% retrace of this year's decline at 0.35, I think it's very safe to say that we've put in a solid reversal in OilX. And I would be looking, the first Fib target is up at 1.25. So that's a really nice turnaround if we can do those things, if we can reverse it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, though. On smaller cap stocks, does Fibonacci work? Because I know it does on bigger caps, because there's a lot of algorithm traders and all that stuff and a lot of money going through it that adhere to these Fibonaccis. But on smaller cap stocks, do they pay attention to the Fibonaccis, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And 50%, and actually 50 isn't, 50% is not a Fibonacci level, but it's a perfect mean retracement. So yeah, very often.
Yeah, yeah. I do notice actually. I've used a bit of Fibonacci lately because I know you're a big advocate. But I put them on and looked at them, and generally they just fall on very support and resistance levels. And whether that's a coincidence or whether it's not, but I mean, it's almost they're aligned, don't they, with previous support and resistance anyway. So,
and there's a lot of previous support and resistance. So sometimes you can give more weight to them. But here, when we look at this, you know, the 2016 lows, the 200-day moving average, and the 50% back, then we can say 0.35 here in this OILX stock is a really, really big deal of a level. Mm-hmm. So if we get back above it, we've really turned it around. So,
okay, all right. Next one is, and I wrote a blog about these yesterday. I think they're in an excellent space. It's called Powerhouse Energy. Do you know what they do? They basically got these, what's called a distributed modular gasification unit, but it's about the size of a pretty much a container. You can put anything in it, waste, so plastics, tires, right? And it basically comes out with clean energy, and it's just waste on it. And so they're testing it at the moment. They just announced that it's syngas has been, and I just love it. I wrote a blog about them on the weekend. I had bought some stock in the company, and I think it could be huge because everyone's heading towards clean energy, and we need a lot more electricity in the grid to power all these electric cars that are coming online. So I just like it. What happens is it rallies, and then there's some sellers come in. There's obviously some stale bulls there that are selling into rallies, you know, which is hopefully when they're cleared out, it'll fly. But there's some pivotal moments in the next couple of months. Where they have gas certification, and also they do a public trial of this unit in the Thornton sort of Science Park near Chester. So when that happens and they can pass that, I think it'll fly. But at the moment, I think some stale bulls are basically spoiling the party a little bit. But what do you reckon, PHE, Nick?
Well, you know what? It doesn't look as bad as you think. I'm looking at a weekly chart. We haven't broken the 2013 low from August, and that was down at 0.30. So we've made a higher low. I think we're all set for a good swing higher. In this stock, though, the pivot level is at that round number one. All the way back since 2015, every week we couldn't close below one. That was support. And then when we got below it at the end of 2015, it was resistance all the way through 2016. Then start of 2017, we got above it. We're above it again now. And now for the first time this since March, and we're coming back. I'm going to switch to a daily now. We're coming back to retest this one pivot level. I would really like to see this hold and we continue higher from here, because we're solidly above the 200-day moving average. That's down at 0.8, although it's flat, but we really need them to start turning up. So if we can turn up from here, and if we can find support from that pivot level one again, then I think we can look to 177, which was the February high. But the first Fibonacci target in this stock is 2.22.
Yeah, well, let me give you a couple of facts, Nick, right? You know, you see on the back of plastic bottles as recyclable. Yeah. Have a guess what percentage of plastic is actually recycled.
You're going to depress me.
What percentage?
Because I religiously recycle.
Yeah,
Don't tell me it's like 10% or something.
9%, yeah.
Is that all?
That's it. And do you know what?
That's miserable.
Yeah, and do you know what? By 2050, if we carry on, if plastic continues at the rate it's at, going to the waste streams and landfill and oceans as well, by 2050, the weight of plastic will outweigh the weight of fish in the oceans. That's how bad it is. And this company here can recycle plastic into clean energy. So that's why I like it, you know? It's two areas there.
Well, yeah. Well, plastic, that makes sense because plastic's made from oil products, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, so that's Powerhouse Energy, PHE. Last one is Seeing Machine. C is the ticker there, S-E-E. What do you reckon on C?
S-E-E. You know, it's had a really lovely last year. It had this really lovely impulsive rally that failed at the 23.6 fib around 6.2. And since then, you know, we've been at a choppy overlapping decline. We lost the 200-day moving average in June, and that's now resistance. So our resistance is at 4.07. If we get above 4.07, that's a descending trend line from last September's high as well. So that would be a breakout. But I think more likely is that we're going to continue a little bit lower. I've got really good, massive fib support between 2.9, 2.8, and 2.9 and 3.03, and that's where I think that we will take one more little dip, and that would be an excellent level to look for a bullish reversal. At the moment, though, we know we're holding up against the March lows. We haven't made a new yearly low. We could potentially continue higher from here, but only back above the 200-day and 4.07 would confirm that.
Okay, marvellous, Nick. If you can put those charts on the company pages of Vox, I'd much appreciate us that. And if you can send me them, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.